Wavesound presents an unabridged recording of The Cost of Labour, How Women Are Trapped by the Politics of Pregnancy, by Natalie Cornu. Narrated by Casey Withers. Introduction. It began with a trembling in my legs. I remember being on the sofa, watching TV, and noticing that my legs were shaking. They were still trembling when I went to bed. I couldn't make them stop. I was about 8 weeks pregnant, and my body was doing all sorts of strange things. But this felt different. I hadn't read about trembling legs in any of the books that my friends had given me, hadn't seen it listed as a symptom of early pregnancy on any of the websites I'd been clicking onto in the last 4 weeks. My husband called a locum, who told me I was anxious and gave me a Valium. I went to sleep, but woke at 2 a.m. and tossed and turned for the rest of the morning, my legs doing a cha-cha without my permission. This went on for days. I couldn't still myself. I grew increasingly anxious and oscillated between thinking that the tremble in my legs was caused by the pregnancy and worrying that it was caused by something that could potentially harm the pregnancy. I spent hours on the pregnancy hotline. I tried doing guided meditations at night to calm myself before bedtime. I worked from home, embarrassed about this body that I could no longer control. It is hard to write about this time, even 8 years later. I can see myself from this current vantage point of wellness, and it hurts to stare squarely at my past, vulnerable self. I want to wrap her up in blankets and reassure her that eventually everything will be okay. I didn't know this then, that everything would be okay. Those days were shadow days. All I knew at the time was that I was not well, and that I did not know how to make myself well. The day before I found out I was pregnant, I'd been out from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. at work, then at a photo shoot for an anthology I'd co-edited, Just Between Us, which was a few months from being released. I was exhausted, a deep kind of tiredness that I'd never experienced before, and it took me almost a week to realize that my period was late. I remember I felt my world shift after I saw the second pink line materialize. It was as if I was looking down a path made of stone, and suddenly, with a great grumble of rock, the path moved, and I was staring down a road I'd never seen before. Before this, I'd known where the road was heading, into work, a career, writing. Now I was facing a different direction and the road petered into darkness. After the shock had worn off and my husband Rob and I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?